Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're very excited. When we headed into the offseason, we knew we had to get that quarterback position right. It's the most important position in pro sports. And so we had to get it right. We made a major investment in Kirk Cousins. Couldn't be more excited about what he's been since he's been here. And then we have an opportunity to draft. We're not going to be picking that high moving forward. So it was a unique opportunity, and a player was sitting there that we believe in. We have a lot of conviction in him. We love the player and what he's going to be for us. So we have our quarterback for now, and we have our quarterback for the future. We couldn't be more excited.
Terry Fontenot, that's the GM of the Falcons. Eighth pick in the draft. Last year, a running back. This year, I mean, it's Bijan. And I'm team Bijan, so, you know, at least in Dynasty. And this year, a quarterback. From the least important position to the most important position, and you took the least important position when you didn't need it, and the most important position when you didn't need it.
Yep.
The Falcons, everybody.
And Cousins is upset.
Yeah.
He just got there. They called him while they were on the clock. It's not like they gave him like a big heads up or anything. I saw one of the...
He's upset. He seems like too nice of a person to be upset.
Was it Chris Sims? Somebody said that Cousins should go to the NFLPA and try to get his deal undone. Because the Falcons, like...
Whatever.
Yeah.
He's too nice. If you watch that series, the quarterback, it made him, you know, got to root for. I'm sure he'll be a wonderful mentor for Michael Penix.
Or he's going to put water in his cleats.
Chris in Buffalo. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the call. Love the show, man. This is fantastic. You know, I think the Bills brass, they insult our intelligence, man. You know, like, we go in, we get Coleman, right? Like, it's like saying Josh throws it so wild. We got to get a contested catch guy, hey. And, you know, he throws it so high, we got to get a guy that can jump high. You know, each year we go in with a theme of how we lost the year before. Like, oh, we need a closer. Let's go get Vaughn. We need this. Like, you know what I mean? I think, Jeremy, you're so on top of it. It comes down to coaching. The fact that we pass up on the speedster, oh, yeah, let's pass up on the Porsche and get the minivan. You know what I mean? Like, if you can't use the speed in this league, then you shouldn't be an OC in this league. Look at what Reed did with Tyreek Hill. Look what McDaniels did. If you're an OC and you can't utilize that speed, then you shouldn't be out there. You know what I mean? So they insult us. 2 years ago, they get Elam, and you're running base nickel D. Like, what are you guys doing? They don't even know what they're doing. You know what I mean? So it's like I have no confidence in the coaching staff. It's like no matter who we get, we shouldn't even have an identity. Each week should be a different identity. You know, no defense is the same. Like, there's not one defense is the same. You should be able to switch it up. You should have a base offense. But we can't even run base plays like a screen. Like, a screen, a back shoulder. Like, you got Josh Allen. Could you imagine what Shanahan and Reed and McDaniels would be doing with Josh Allen? It's such a disservice. It's so frustrating. They insult us each year. So in the pass to Diggs, the playoff game, it was contested. So now go get the contested guy, because that will shut the fans up. We don't all jump through tables, man. Some of us are actually smart. Like, it's you guys that I worry about. Like, you got a monster on your hands with Josh. You could probably do anything, and this is what you come up with. And part of your Jeremy, you're right about this too. Part of your obligation is to discourage the other team from doing good. You know, play a little defense, play a little chess here. You know, not hand them. I'm blocking all the calls from KC from now on. You're not even allowed to answer their calls, because you guys don't even know what to do anyway. It's frustrating. Mm-hmm. I go back and forth. I do like some of the players. There's some good players, but I don't think the Bills know what they're doing. The rookies, they don't even start till the end of the season. How long did it take them to get Shakur in? Like, come on. McDee is playing D on his own team. Like, well, I think there's too many chefs in the kitchen.
Thanks, Chris. On the Shakur point, why did it take him so long to get in? Because their base offensive idea last year going in was to not have him on the field. It was to have two tight ends. It was to be Dawson.
Also, had he earned it? He had a bad camp.
No, that's right.
And
that's
all
right.
That too.
But like, you were last year going into the season, you were going to downplay your receiver share,
right?
From 3 and 4 all the way down to 2, and whatever. Like, the lesson we all learned in the Josh Allen draft was a lesson we knew throughout the draft, which is you never know how it's going to work out, and maybe, you know, your plans for this receiver are great, and this safety are great, and you hit 7 draft picks, and holy cow, Brandon Bean is a genius. There's a lot of randomness in the draft, but it is not random. And with Coleman, my biggest concern is not that he's going to be a bust, but he's not going to do what they actually drafted him to do.
Mm-hmm.
Everything seems to show power slot is where this guy would thrive, and if they're going to put him on the outside, that might be a work in progress. I mean, the story of Treylon Burks is exactly that he was put on the outside and had to learn a new position. And there aren't that many comps for guys that beat man coverage as infrequently as Keon Coleman does that can succeed outside on the X. So, okay, I'm still looking for that. And maybe that's Curtis Samuel, who plays most of his snaps in the slot. Am I going to get Beckham, who, again, has, like, these guys prolong their careers in the slot? Is MVS an idea here? Not DJ Chark, not Hunter Renfro, not
Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas, no.
Tyler Boyd.
Big slot.
Allen Robinson.
Big slot last year for Pittsburgh.
Michael Gallup.
No.
Yeah.
These are not ideas you really want.
The caller
But again, built into that is I'm still in my head building the Daboll Dorsey offense, and that is gone. That is gone.
But what does that mean? All that means is you have a receiver that gets open, right?
Well,
isn't that all that means?
No,
like
that means Brian Daboll's offense was 11 personnel and run Devin Singletary into light boxes. Devin Singletary, his first 2 seasons, was like number 1 in the NFL in how frequently he ran into light boxes.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills' whole attack was built on a lot of receivers and handed off into a light box. And they are not really that anymore. And that doesn't have to be bad. It's just, I keep saying, like, I'm trying to transition away from this idea that they're going to stay in this box. Identity is a big
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Part of this, I don't know Joe Brady's identity as offensive coordinator. We're going to find out. Is he as good as Andy Reid? Is he as good as Kyle Shanahan? I mean, while the Bills traded out of the spot for Xavier Worthy and Ricky Pearsall, those are the two receivers that went right there. Speed.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bills went for size, physicality, play speed, but not true breakneck speed. Whatever. If he plays fast, that's fine. So, you know, not upset.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think they did the least they could do at the position that passes. The absolute least. 1 second. If we went to this offseason, if I told you at the start of the offseason, Gabe's going to walk, they're going to draft a second round receiver, you'd say, jackpot, let's go.
Yep.
Also, they're going to trade away Stephon Diggs and bring in Curtis Samuel. Well, okay. Mm. That's a little different.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And like, Sherfield to Mac Hollins, I think, is probably a pass catching upgrade.
Yep.
But then again, you know, here, Kincaid. How long is Dawson Knox here? Not much longer.
Maybe one more year. Well, to the point about how the season ended, too. How much of Coleman is the two plays they think about at the end of the Chief game? Allen throws it down the field to Diggs, and he doesn't catch it. Allen throws the ball down the field, maybe this is right before that,
Sherfield.
To Trent Sherfield, and it hits him in the arm, and he doesn't get it. And are they thinking, oh, Keon Coleman would have caught one of those two? If not both of them. I hope they didn't overreact to a couple of plays. I mean, they didn't have a guy like Coleman that could go up and snag it like that. But how important is that supposed to be to your offense? It's fine to have it, but I've told you, I think Kincaid is very good at that already. As a guy that, oh, everything's breaking down, I need to throw a jump ball. There were a bunch of plays like that for Kincaid last year. I mean, it's fine to have more than one. I don't know. I'm crossing my fingers that this guy, there are anomalies with a profile like that that can be a very good wide receiver in the NFL and even doing it on the outside. But I am not super optimistic.
Jerry and Kenmore, good morning.
Morning. I'm farther in this than you guys are. I'm so disappointed. I thought there was a chance we were going to triple dip at wide receiver, and we didn't even double dip. My fear is this team has always had these false positives. Like, look at the Kansas City playoff game. Dave Davis is good. Oh, look at us winning the last games of last year being more conservative running the ball. You got very lucky against Miami and very lucky against San Diego when all the games were close. I think they think they're riding a curve of the league is going to be too high shell, heavy dimes, heavy nickels. It's going to go back to running. Let's get big. let's pound the ball. Let's get a big receiver, a big back, a whole bunch of backup offensive linemen, play 12 personnel. This is an identity change with a stud quarterback, and I think we're blowing it.
Well, I had someone point out to me about running the ball and how they might think they're a lot better at it. I mean, they ran for, what, like 300 yards against Dallas or whatever? How many times did they have a running back go over 80 yards last year? I think it's four.
Four games?
Four times.
Dallas?
Cook did it four times.
Okay. No one else ever did it?
No.
Who would have done it? Ty Johnson?
But, again, like that's it. If they become that team and they start to get good, what are we going to say about it? Like, good. Whatever you got to do to win. And they're not about to make changes. And, you know, as you say, like, this is an identity change with this quarterback. I do agree with that. Allen wanted Keon Coleman. Patrick Mahomes wanted Rashee Rice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did Allen want Diggs gone?
Well, Bean said what?
He said it could happen. And this is a point I brought up.
He told him it could happen.
I brought this up with Sal, like, before Diggs got traded, weeks before. If Josh Allen doesn't want that guy traded, he doesn't get traded. That was my belief.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if Josh said, do not trade him, they would say, okay. But, of course, that didn't happen because he got traded.
Unless he said that and they still traded him.
That's right. Which, do you believe that? We got two drafts in a row where the quarterback has personally endorsed the receiver they've taken, tight end and then receiver. He has endorsed both of them.
Well, Bean's the one who's pulling the trigger on all these trades. He has three individuals to care about there, right? He has the owner, the head coach, and the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
What does he do if they all have different opinions on it?
You do what the quarterback wants.
Over who? Over the owner?
The owner should,
over the coach?
The owner should want to do what the quarterback wants.
Uh-huh.
And the coach should, to a degree, want to do what the quarterback wants, too.
Uh-huh.
Especially if the
But should doesn't mean always.
Especially if in this scenario, the quarterback is talking about retaining the number one receiver in the NFL of the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But my guess would be...
But could they do it anyway and say, well, don't worry, we'll make... Is Coleman a little bit of, hey, we'll make it up to you? Like, this is a guy you want, right? Like we know you didn't want him gone, but we had to do it. Here's why. Don't worry, we're going to replace it in the draft. And then draft day shows up like, hey, remember, you wanted Coleman? There you go.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a make Josh happy because we sent away your guy.
I think it's just
I just don't think that's impossible.
I don't think it's impossible. I just think it's more likely that Allen was fine with letting him go. If he had said, do not do it, I think they would not have done it. Extendo Sports coming up, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Just, you know. My feeling on it, my own speculation on how that whole thing fell apart from such a good spot to such a bad spot so quickly. And I do still think that that's an absence they're going to miss.
I have some Keon Coleman-related trivia when we come back.
Very good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.